How do you talk to a man in bed? For some reason, unexplained even by Freud, men like to talk in bed. And if one has gone so far as to go to bed with a man, well, I think it's silly to refuse to talk to him. So the question is not whether, but what to say. I think a little something about it being nice to be there might be in order. You know how men are, insecure to the bone. Even if you've been dragged kicking and screaming and clawing and scratching every inch of the way, it's really only polite to acknowledge pleasure once you get there. Of course, if you just quit kicking and scratching, he'll probably get the message. Now, after all, if you didn't really want to be there, you wouldn't be. You could have locked yourself in the bathroom and waited to be discovered with a cleaning woman. Now, there is such a thing as being pressured. I know one girl who found herself not only out of the restaurant, but out of her dress in a man's apartment about 15 minutes after dinner. She figured one thing might lead to another. She really was a very discerning girl, if she didn't act a little faster than she had so far. So she just darted out the door in her slip and refused to come back in from the outer hallway. Since it was his hallway and his lease, and she seemed to have a pretty firm grip on a potted rubber plant, it seemed silly to try to force her back in. After a few doomed stage whisper, a kind of protest, he just handed her her dress and her shoes and her bag out the door and called her a taxi. You see, rape is inevitable. This is all by way of saying that if you're in bed with a man, some part of you, some very important part of you, must have said yes. So I think a little word of appreciation would be nice. You don't really have to say anything relating to the subject at hand, just a simple hello. Hello is going to sound kind of sexy. You could even read a grocery list. It's your tone that counts. Now, if you really like him and are feeling cozy by now, you can say the most outrageously complimentary things to a man, and he'll almost gurgle with pleasure. Don't let him use up all the good compliments. Employing girlish terms for a robust male is kind of appealing. You're lovely, you're beautiful, are perfectly acceptable, especially if you're a girl who really thinks a man is beautiful. As for naughty words and four-letter words, most men love you to say them, and if you don't know any, they'll tell you some you can use. Asking questions is charming. Isn't this the loveliest? Do you like me? Are you glad we're here? You probably won't get a no in a whole bushel of questions, and if you should both talk at once, well, that's anything but rude. Now, I do know one girl who just won't talk in bed, but it's not because she's tongue-tied. She brings a bottle of cold champagne and one glass to her night table. Then, and this may sound a little germy if you're a Lavoris or Listerine on the hour kind of girl, she takes a large sip of champagne but doesn't swallow it. She kisses the man and transfers all the champagne to him, which he is allowed to swallow. Friendly? She then suggests that he do the same thing with the next sip of champagne, if he's up to it. Now, after you've talked to your man in your very own pleasing manner, or inflamed him with champagne kisses, it's possible he won't talk to you at all for quite a while. When he does talk to you again, if he loves you, it will be that long, tension-free talk that's the very best of all, the talk of friends who are also lovers, tender and comradely and gossipy. Don't speak of marriage just then, even if it's very much on your mind. Save it for later. You may fetch him a drink or a cigarette if you like, or if you're the champagne girl, just get a second glass. See, it isn't at all difficult to talk to a man in bed.